Okay, today's daf is Becharos Daf Tes Vav. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we continue to thank him very, very much for the sponsorship and being mechazek our learning and his learning. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots, and we're going to discuss first today how we can reconcile our Mishnah with the Machlokas that comes up in Maseches Temura about which animals require Hamad Varach. If you recall, our Mishnah made an important distinction between an animal that had a mum before you were ever Makdishit, in which case it never really had Kedushas Mizbech, and only had Kedushas Damim, versus an animal that developed a mum only after you were Makdishit, in which case it had Kedushas Mizbech. And our Mishnah makes certain assumptions about which one of those require ha'amad v'aracha in order to be poded. The animal has to stand up as it goes through its assessment, but that's in fact the machlokas in Maseches Temura. We're going to try to plug in our Mishnah to that machlokas. Then we're going to discuss on Amud Aleph, essentially the entire sugya is going to be about psulei hamikdashin, the limitations, what we can and cannot do with psulei hamikdashin. The Torah itself makes some sort of hekesh between psulei hamikdashin and tzvi v'ayil and chayos, so we're going to have to see what halachas we learn from that hekesh between psulei hamikdashin and tzvi v'ayil, what halachas we dafka don't learn from that hekesh between psulei hamikdashin and tzvi v'ayil, and then we're going to have two different opinions for the source of the Isser Giza and the Isser of the Chalav of psulei hamikdashin. Then the entire Amud Beis is going to be dedicated to the halachas of the vlados of psulei hamikdashin, the offspring of psulei hamikdashin. What happens if the animal became pregnant before the pidyon and gave birth after? If everything happened before the pidyon, everything happens after the pidyon, all the different permutations of how to deal with vlados of psulei hamikdashin. So let's begin. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. At the two dots, the second line of daf, of the second wide line of daf yudalit and beis. So we had said in the Mishnah, imesu Yiftu, that if the animal dies, then you have to be podeit. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So again, the Gemara is going to discuss which Tana our Mishnah assumes, like when it comes to a behema mukdeshes that dies. That our Mishnah made a distinction in the dinim of pidyon between a case where the mum preceded the hekdesh, where you could be podeit. You don't require amad v'arach if it was a bal mum already before you made a hekdesh. And then the Mishnah said, but if the hekdesh preceded the mum, it's going to require hamad v'aracha. You can't do it hamad v'aracha once the animal dies. So then you cover. You're just going to have to bury it because there's nothing else that you could do with it. So I'm Rabbi Dam Rav Zo Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that our Mishnah that holds that behemos that are hukdash l'mizbeach and have hamad v'aracha, that a behemah that once had kedushas mizbeach requires hamad v'aracha, follows the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Damar kachi mizbeach hayu bichlal hamad v'aracha, kachi b'dekabayis lo hayu bichlal hamad v'aracha, because Rabbi Shimon's shita is that only kachi mizbeach are subject to hamad v'aracha. Kachi b'dekabayis do not require hamad v'aracha. So that's why our Mishnah assumes that if we're dealing with a case where the hektish came before the mum, so it's kachi mizbeach, it's going to require hamad v'aracha. Where do we find Rabbi Shimon say such shita? Tanan, we have a Mishnah Maseches Temura. Rabbi Shimon Omer kachi b'dekabayis imesu yiftu. If the animal only has kedushas b'dekabayis and it dies, you could still be podin. Why? Because it does not require hamad v'aracha. But nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon is going to agree that a behemah that was a bal mum from the time that you were makdishit and then it dies, where it's kachim mizbeach, you're still allowed to be podiit, even though you're not able to do hamad v'arach. Essentially, what Rabbi Shimon is doing is he's creating a third category. There's kachim b'dekabayis, there's kachim mizbeach, and there's kachim mizbeach that was destined never to be on the mizbeach because it was already a bal mum. So it has kedushas damim l'mizbeach. It's not kachim b'dekabayis. You can't use it to fix the tiles and to do a paint job or whatever is needed in the base of Mikdash. It's not kachim mizbech in the conventional sense because this animal is not going to be able to be brought in the mizbech and had a mum by the time you were makdash it. It's kachim mizbech, but only with the kedushas damim. That the value you're going to get for that animal, that will have to be used on the mizbech. So that third category, Rabbi Shimon says, does not require hamad v'aracha. You're able to be poded in my taima. Why does he hold that way? Da'amar krav, because the pasuk says, Osa, when it talks about Hamad V'arach, the Pasuk says, V'arach HaKoin Osa, so we darshan Osa, L'mutei B'almu Me'ikaro, that yeah, you need Hamad V'arach on Osa, on an animal that itself is going to be Kachim Mizbeach, but if it only has Kedushas Damim, La HaMizbeach, then it's not going to require Amad V'Aracha. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Imesu Yikaveru. The Chachamim, whoever they are, we'll see soon, disagree, and they say that no, even Kachim, that was a Balmum Mitchilas Hakdasha, that was Kachay Mizbeach, but only Kedushas Damim LaMizbeach, requires Amad V'Aracha, and therefore if it dies, it cannot have Hamad V'Aracha, so you're not going to be able to be podit, you're just going to have to bury it. So says Gemara, Man Chachamim. Who are these Chachamim that hold that you're just going to have to bury it? It cannot be the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Temura that disagree with Rabbi Shimon, because they are moda that Kadamum and Lakdeshim do not require Hamad V'Aracha at all. The Gemara says that explicitly over there. So who could it be? So Tana Debe Levihu. So says Gemara, the Chachamim that we are referring to over here that say that you require Hamad V'Aracha even as something that only has Kedushas Damim is the Tana Debe Levi. The Tana Debe Levi, we learned in the Brisa of Be Levi, Akalai Bechal Hamad V'Aracha V'Afil Balmul Meikaro. All kachim are included in the rule of Hamad V'Aracha, even those that were a balmum from the original Hakdasha. V'chein Tana Debe Levi B'Masnisei, and Tana Debe Levi taught that in his Brisa, Afilu Chaya, Afilu Oaf, even a Chaya V'Oaf, that are not rotwe for a carbon at all. If you makdish them for Bedek HaBayis, you're not po to them unless you have Hamad V'Aracha. So he goes even a step further. Even something that only has Kedush Bedek HaBayis requires Hamad V'Aracha. So certainly something that has Kedushas Damim Lamazbeach is also going to require Hamad V'Aracha. That's against the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So says Mar, but wait, Vaksiv Osa. What does Tana Debe Levi do with the word Osa? We said Rabbi Shimon used the word Osa, Lemute Balmul Meikaro, that Balmul Meikaro doesn't require Hamad V'Aracha. What does the Tana Debe Levi do with it? So Osa, the Tana Debe Levi, Kasha. The Osa, according to Tana Debe Levi, is in fact going to be difficult. Now the Gemara had an interesting Lashon over here. The Gemara's Lashon in describing the Shita of Rabbi Shimon was that Rabbi Shimon holds Kachay Bedek Abayis don't require Hamad V'Aracha. And then Moda Rabbi Shimon that a Balmum Me'ikaro Shenifta, that a Balmum Me'ikaro does not require Hamad V'Aracha either. That something that only has Kedushas Damim does not require Hamad V'Aracha either. Who's he being Moda to? He was the only one that had spoken to that point. It doesn't seem that there's any Moda Rabbi Shimon to anybody. So the Tosos points this out. What exactly Tosos and Dibra Maskel Moda points out that L'maskana, there is no one that really disagrees with Rabbi Shimon on this point. So if that's the case, who's he being moda to? He's not being moda to anyone who's being cholik on him. And Tosfos in Maseches Chulin has a similar kasha on the lashon the Gemara has over there of moda Rabbi Yehuda. That who's he being moda to? Also in that context, there was no one that was that was disagreeing. So in the Yalkut HaMi'iri, he says that it could be that you could explain it based on what the Taz writes in Or Chaim Simon Kuf Yud Gimel in explaining the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. Or Chaim Simon Kuf Yud Gimel. What's that? That's Hilchas Tefila. What in the world does this have to do with Hilchas Tefila? Well, where does Modeh come up in Hilchas Tefila? Modim. So in the discussion of the Tefila of Modim, the Taz quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that any time in Tefila and in Brachos that you say a Lashon of Hoda'ah, like in Nishmas, Ulchal Levadcha Anachnu Modim, so it's included in what the Gemara tells us that HaKareya Bahem HaReze Maguna, that someone who's Korea, someone who bows, is considered inappropriate. We are only Korea in the Hoda'ah B'Tefila Shemona Esrei. We only bow during Modim of Shemona Esrei. Now, why should it be different? Why is a Hoda'ah in every other Tefillah, in every other Bracha, it's inappropriate to bow, and Hoda'ah of Shemona Esrei, all of a sudden it's appropriate to bow? So he says, because the Lashon Modim has two translations. It could be Derech Shevach V'Halel, that you're praising, and the second could be Derech Hachna'a, that it's a lashon of humbling yourself. Whenever it says moda someone to somebody else in the Gemara, it's always hachna'a, meaning I'm machnia myself and I agree to your shita, even though I disagree with you about something else, I agree over here, I'll be machnia myself to you over here. But when the Gemara says hakol modim, it doesn't mean lashon hachna'a, meaning no one's being moda. When the Gemara sometimes often says hakol modim, everyone is moda, everyone's moda, no one disagrees if everyone's moda, so who's being machnia to who? So that's not being machnia and moda, it means that everyone is mishabeach makalis this din. Everyone holds up this din as something that's worthy of praise and worthy of being proud of. So in all the places in Tefillah and Brachos that we say, Noda Lecha, Hodu Lashem, Ulecha Levadcha Anachnu Modim, it's more mistaver that it's a Lashon Shevach. So it doesn't make sense to be Korea when you're saying as a Lashon Shevach. Only when you're saying Lashon Hachna'a. Kriya is an expression of Hachna'a. So when we say Modim Anachnu Lach, that in Shemona Esrei, so that's the Lashon of Hachna'a. That's why we machni ourselves and we bow at that moment. So he says that maybe that's why it says Moda Ploni, meaning that answers Tosfos Kasha. What's Moda Rabbi Shimon? No one disagrees with him. It's not a Lashon of Hachna'a over here. It's a Lashon of Shevach that Rabbi Shimon holds strongly. It's a Lashon of pride in his Moda. That's the suggestion of the Sefer Yalkut HaMe'iri. That's quoted in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta over here. So anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter now. So the Gemara asks on Rav, who said that the Mishnah is going even like the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Av Rabban the Pidgah Rabbi Shimon Mai, Hachinami Dim Mesu Yipadu. It sounds like that the Rabban who disagree with Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah and Tzmura hold that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Beda Kabayis do have a din of Amad of Aracha, and they wouldn't disagree with our Mishnah either, that a behemoth that was a Baal Mum at the time that you were Makdashit, we're not knowing this din, and you have to be podit. Ihachi, if that's the case, Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Umachlu Kaso Mi Bayalei. It should not have said Zudiv Rabbi Shimon, but rather Rav should have said Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Umachlu Kaso. That would imply that our Mishnah is going even like the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Shimon. If it didn't say that, Rav didn't say that, it sounds like our Mishnah is incompatible with the Shita of the Chacham or Cholik on Rabbi Shimon. So Amri, Rav, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rav must understand the Shita of the Rabbanan the way Resh Lakish understands the Shita of the Rabbanan, which would make the Rabbanan incompatible with our Mishnah. Why? What do they say? The Amr Resh Lakish says, the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan who disagreed with Rabbi Shimon old, Kachem bedek habayis hayu b'chal hamad v'aracha, Kachem izbeach lo hayu b'chal hamad v'aracha. That Kachem bedek habayis require hamad v'aracha, and Kachem izbeach do not. V'lo mitukum v'masnisim Rabbanan. Therefore, our Mishnah can't be going like the Rabbanan. Tikatani seifa, because the seifa of our Mishnah says v'imesu yikaveru. In a case where the hektish happened before the mum, meaning it was Kachem izbeach. So it says if it dies, you can't be potit. You just have to bury it. So apparently, our Mishnah assumes Kachem Mizbeach does have a din of Hamad of Aracha. According to Resh Lakish's understanding of the Rabbanon, Kachim Mizbeach do not have a din of Hamad of Aracha. So Mela, our Mishnah is incompatible with the Sheet of the Rabbanon, and that's why Rav says that our Mishnah is Zudiv Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah goes Dafka like Rabbi Shimon. So says Gemara, wait a second. It could be there's another reason for the din of the Seifa of Imesu Yikaveru. Maybe the reason that you bury the animal when it dies and are not podit has nothing to do with Hamad of Aracha. Maybe it's an entirely different reason. There's an entirely different explanation as to why you're going to bury the animal and not be poda it. So, how do you know mesu yikaveru is because it requires hamad v'aracha? So we're before the two dots on tezvav amenat. So how do I know that six lines in? How do I know that mesu yikaveru is because it requires hamad v'aracha? Maybe the explanation of the sefer is dil mishum de'in podin v'sakachim lachin l'klavimu. Maybe it's because we're not supposed to catch him to be machil l'klavim to feed it to dogs. So Amri imkei nisnu im nasu treifa yikaveru. If it's all about because you're not going to be supposed to hektish just to feed it to the dogs, then that would be true even if it just became a treifa. So we should have said not that if it dies where it can't even stand. You could just say if it becomes a treifa, then yikaveru. The fact that we say imesu yikaveru, that tells me that it's a din of hamad v'aracha, which is incompatible with the sheet of the rabbanan. As Reish Lakish understands it, the Iba Yisema Liolam Rav Krabi Yochanan Sfirulei. Or it could be that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan understands the sheet of the Chachamim in Maseches Tzmura to be talking about both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Habayis are included in Hamad V'Aracha. Meaning, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that only Kachim Mizbeach are B'chal Hamad V'Aracha, and the way Resh Lakish understands the Rabbanan only Kachim Bedek Habayis are B'chal Hamad V'Aracha, Rabbi Yochanan thinks that the sheet of the Rabbanan is that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Habayis are B'chal Hamad V'Aracha, and that's why the Sefer of our Mishnah, when it's talking about Kachim Mizbeach, says that if the hektish came before the mum, it may su you kaveru, that you can't do amad varachim, mele you can't do pidyon, you have to bury it. Utni zu divrei Rabbi Shimon umachlu kaso. And when Rav says that our Mishnah aligns with Rabbi Shimon, what he really meant to say is that our Mishnah aligns with Rabbi Shimon and those who argue with Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon's Mishnah in Maseches Tamura. Why do we call it zu divrei Rabbi Shimon if it's not just Rabbi Shimon, but it's even the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Shimon? Is because the primary idea is that the reason of our Mishnah is that Kachim Mizbeach require Hamad V'Aracha. So that idea that Kachim Mizbeach require Hamad V'Aracha is more blatant in Rabbi Shimon's presentation of it than it is in the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, there's a machlokas what they hold, whether they hold Kachim Mizbeach requires Hamad V'Aracha, and even if they do, they hold it's not exclusive to Kachim Mizbeach, that applies to Kachim Mizbeach as well. So if you want to highlight the one that holds that Kachim is back, require Amad V'Aracha, you're going to identify Rabbi Shimon. But it could be the Rabbanan will also agree, but that's why we call it Zudivrei Rabbi Shimon Umachlukato. That's why we call it by Rabbi Shimon's name. Okay, so we're at the two dots now on Tezvav Amidal. So we had said in the Mishnah, Aval Kadam Ekdeshan, that if the Hektish comes before the Mum, they're Patim Min HaBechoru Min HaMatanos. So what we're essentially describing over here is all of the Halachos of Psulei HaMukdashin. That you have something that became Kadshe Mizbeach, and then it developed a mum. That's what we call Psulei HaMukdashin. So our Mishnah went through a whole list of halachos that relate to Psulei HaMukdashin, and the whole rest of this daf is about the halachos of Psulei HaMukdashin. So minani mili, how do I know this halacha that Psulei HaMukdashin are pater from Bechora, and they're pater from the Matanos, from the Zorah, the Chayayim, and Keva, to Tan Rabbanim, because the Brais of Darshan is as follows. Tzvi, Matzvi, pater min Bechora, af Psulei HaMukdashin, Psulei min Bechora. The Torah, when it talks about Psulei HaMukdashin, says, Ach kasher yechol es hatzvi ves ha'ayal kein tochalanu. How do you eat Psulei HaMukdashin? The same way you eat a tzvi and ayal. What in the world does tzvi and ayal have to do with Psulei HaMukdashin? Tzvi and ayal are karbanos. What in the world does tzvi and ayal have to do with Psulei HaMukdashin? So tzvi tells me that just like a tzvi is pater from Bechora, Psulei HaMukdashin are pater from Bechora. Otzi ani es ha'Bechora v'lo otzi es ha'matanos. Oh, but from that alone I would only know that it's pater from Bechora. How do I know that I'm not chayiv in Zerah l'chayim v'keva? Tamalomer ayal. Just like an ayil is pater not only from Bechora but also from Matanos, so Psulei HaMukdashin are pater both from Bechora and from Matanos. So Imatziva Ayil says, wow, how far are we going to take this comparison to Tziva Ayil? Tziva Ayil are Chayos. So Imatziva Ayil, Chelbon Mutter, Av Psulei HaMukdashin, Chelbon Mutter, is there no Isr Chelev on Psulei HaMukdashin? There's no Isr Chelev on Tziva Ayil, if we're really going to make this comparison. So let's go all the way. Tamalomar ach chalak. That's why the pasuk says ach, which is a miut, to tell me that it's like a tzviva ayil, but not 100% like a tzviva ayil. Not all of the halachas of tzviva ayil are going to apply to Psulei HaMukdashin. So Amar Mar, in the process of making this drasha, we had said, Otzi es bechor velo otzi es hamatanos. That had I only had one word in the pasuk tzvi and not ayil, I would say, just like a tzvi is pater from bechora, so to Psulei HaMukdashin pater from bechora. But from that, I would not have known a pater from matanos. Matanos, I never would have known. Well, Maishna, why wouldn't you just make the drasha that if a tzvi is pater from both bechora and matanos, Psulei HaMukdashin is pater from both Bechora and Matanos? Why would I think that only Bechora, not Matanos? So Otzias Bechora she'ein shava bakol, v'lotzias Matanos she'shavas bakol. I would think it's more logical to exclude Psulei HaMukdashin from the din of Bechora, because Bechora anyway is excluded in half the cases, because half of all firstborns are females. So in any way, half of the cases don't have a situation of Bechora. But I would think Matanos, which is shava bakol, it's much more universal. So I would think Matanos is something that would apply to Psulei HaMukdashin. That's why I need the extra word in the pasuk, tamlamar ayil. That's why I have ayil in the pasuk to tell me that matanos don't apply to Psulei HaMukdashin either. So says Maram Ler, Papa Labai, imat tzviva ayil, ein osav espino noig behen. Af Psulei HaMukdashin, ein osav espino noig behen. If we're really going to make this hekish to tzviva ayil, so what about the din of osav espino? Osav espino only applies to behemos, not to chayos, so it doesn't apply to tzviva ayil. So should we say that there's no din of osav espino of shechting the mother and its offspring on the same day by Psulei HaMukdashin? Samalei lemay medames lehu. What din are you meaning? What's the problem of Psulei HaMukdashin? Let's take a step back. Psulei HaMukdashin, there are two types of animals. There's animals that are kodesh and animals that are chol. right? So Psulei Mutashin presents a unique problem because it's sort of Kodesh and sort of Chol. And that's why we have all the problems with Psulei Mutashin. But it can't be, if there's a shared quality that both Kodesh and Chol have, then Psulei Mutashin can't not have that quality. The whole issue of Psulei Mutashin is, do we treat it like Kodesh or do we treat it like Chol? So if you take a step back, it's impossible to say that there's no Osav Espino by Psulei Mutashin because there's Osav Espino by Kodesh and there's Osav Espino by Chol and Psulei Mutashin is just somewhere in between. So it says, what do you want to compare it to? Ilu chulin osav espinu noig bo. If you want to compare it to chulin, good. There's a din of osav espinu by chulin. Ilu kachim osav espinu noig bo. You want to compare it to kachim osav espinu is noig by that as well. So that which psulim mitashon apart from bechorim matanos because of the hekesh tzviva ayil, it's not that the Torah is really giving it the full din of tzviva ayil. The Torah is just being megala through the hekesh tzviva ayil that psulim mitashon even after their nifta have a din of kachim with regard to Bechor and Matanos. They don't have a din of chulin with regard to Bechor and Matanos, but it has to have a din of one or the other, of either kachim or chulin. So Gemara says, well, then why do I need a miyot to teach that we don't darshan to be matir the chelev? So then we should say the same is true by the iser of chelev. I shouldn't need a brisa to tell me that you can't be matir the chelev of psulei mekdashin. Anyway, it should be the chelev of psulei mekdashin should be asr automatically because lemayim medamis lu. Whose chelev do you want to compare it to? Il chulin chel ben asr. You want to say it's like the chelev of chulin? Good, chelev of chulin is asr. Vi lekachim chel ben asr. And if you want to compare it to the chelev of kachim, good, the chelev of kachim is asr as well. Why then does the brisa need the word ach to tell me that there's an isra of chelev even by psulei mekdashin? Must be because the Bryce is assuming that the comparison to Tzviva Ayil is complete, that even those halachos, that by comparing it to Tzviva Ayil, you're taking it entirely out of the category of both Chulin and Mukdashim. Apparently we're assuming you're still going to make the comparison. You're right, you need a drasha, but the same drasha that the ach that tells me not to include a heter chelev on psulei mekdashin tells me not to include a heter of osav espino on psulei mekdashin, that the din of osav espino should still apply. Or, the Gemara says, it could be that the Isurim of Chelev and Osav Espino are noeg by Psulei Mekdashin for the following reason. Rav Amar, Ach lo Osav Espino hu da'asa. From the word Ach, we learn that Osav Espino applies to Psulei Mekdashin. V'chelbo midamo nafka. And there's another word in the Pasuk that tells me that Chelev applies to Psulei Mekdashin. That is the word damo that appears in the Pasuk. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, when it talks about a Bechor Baal Mum, it says, Rak estomo lo sochel. It says, B'sharecha tachlen ratam evator yachtav katsvi v'chayol. And the very next words, after it says katsvi v'chayol, are Rak estomo lo sochel. So my damo, what does it mean that you're not allowed eat its blood? If it means literally you're not allowed to eat its blood, come on. Lo yehei ela daman detziva ayil atu daman detziva ayil mishari. There's no hava mina that it would be mutter to eat its blood. Even if you take the comparison to tziva ayil to its nth degree, you still wouldn't be allowed to eat its blood because you're not allowed to eat the blood of a tziva ayil either. So there's no hava mina that you'd be allowed to eat its blood. Why in the world would the Torah go out of its way to tell me not to eat the blood of psulei mekdashin? Ela damo chel. Dam over here must mean chelev, and that's what it's telling me, that the isra of chelev applies to psulei mekdashin as well. So says Gemara, v'lichtav rachmana chelbo. But if the word dam means chelev, there's a perfectly good word for chelev, and that's chelev, right? Why not use just a chelbo? Why does it have to say dam? So says Gemara, ikas rachmana chelev havamina ahani hakesha v'ahani kra. If it would have said es chelbo lo sochel, I would have thought that the hekish teaches me a kula about chelev, and the pasuk teaches me a certain chumra about chelev. Meaning, I would have thought that the iser of chelev of psulei mekdashin is not a full iser; that in some way it's a modified iser. If it would have said chelev, because I would have thought ahani akesha, that the hekish to tzviva ayil sort of pulls back the iser of chelev a little bit, lemute mikares, to tell me that you're not chayev kares from chelev. The kas of kares ha'ochel chelev behema hu d'chsev, that when the Torah says kares, it's in the context of ochel chelev behema. Shneemar pasuk says ki So, and it says right after Lichusai Nevashah Ochelos Me'amea. So we would have assumed Mina Behema Asher Yakriv, that Yechayiv Karis only on a Behema that's Roy Lakrava. But Psule Yamakdashin, it's not Roy Lakrava. I would have thought there's no Chayiv Karis. Oh, but the Torah says you're not allowed to eat Chaylev. Yeah, Vahani Krav, Lamekma, the Bilav Bialma. There's a Losa say not to eat Chaylev. But I would have assumed, had the Torah said, ironically, had the Torah more explicitly said the Isser of Chaylev, I would have assumed that it was a lesser Isser. I would have assumed that, yes, the Isser exists, but not as much of an Isser, because we still modify the Isser based on the comparison to Tzviva Ayil. But since the Torah uses the term Dam, and we know that there's no modifying the Isser of Dam, because even Tzviva Ayil have an Isser of Dam, so that shows me that the Isser of Chaylev, which the word Dam refers to, is a full-fledged Isser. L'hach yafke rachmanu b'loshon Damo, lomer l'cha ma Damo b'kareis, av chelba b'kareis. Just like Dam, even of a Tzviva Ayil has a Chiv Kares, so too there the Isra Chelev of Psula Mekdashin has a Chiv Kares. Vahatana ach velo chelbo ka'amar. So how's Rava from the word ach? The Gemara explains the lashon of the Brisa according to Rava, meaning the Brisa said ach velo chelbo. According to Rava, that is not how we learn that there's no that the Yisrof Chelv applies to Psulei Mekdashin. It's not from ach, it's from damo. So what does he do with the Brisa? The Brisa says it's from ach. So achi kamar ilu lo ne'mar damo hayisi yomar ach velo chelbo. If the word Dhamma would not have appeared in the Torah, then I would have used the word Ach to tell me that the Yisra Chelev applies. Ach Shoshneimar Dhamma, now that the word Dhamma appears, I already know that the Yisra Chelev applies to Psulim Mitashin. Ach is therefore freed up, La Osav Espino Hu Da'asa, to tell me that the Din of Osav Espino also applies to Psulim HaMikdashin. So at the end of the day, although the comparison to Tzviva Ayil teaches us certain halachos, we don't take it all the way. The Yisra of Chelev, the Yisra of the Yisra of Dam anyway, we know from Psukim, but the Yisra of Chelev applies, the Yisra of Osav Espino applies to Psulei HaMikdashin. Good. So now we said about Psulei HaMikdashin, Ve'in Yotzin L'chulin, that even after you poda Psulei HaMikdashin, you can't do Giza, you can't do Avoda, so the Gemara is going to discuss where does that Yisra come from. And depending on where the Yisra comes from, it may make an afkamina in Halacha. There may be a difference in Halacha in terms of where the Yisra comes from. So when I say it may, it will. Minani mili. How do I know that there's an Yisra of Giza V'Avoda by Psulei HaMikdashin? Tatan Rabban, the Braisa Darshan's Apostle, by Psulei HaMikdashin. The Torah tells us tizbach rak b'chal avas nafshcha tizbach v'yachal tabasar. So we darshin tizbach v'lo giza. It says tizbach to tell me that only shchitas psulei mekdashin is that is nifta is mutter, but not giza. You're not allowed to shear psulei mekdashin sheniftes basar v'lo chalav. Basar of Psulei HaMikdashin is mutter, but not the chalav of Psulei HaMikdashin. And then v'achalta v'lo l'klavecha. That when you're poda Psulei HaMikdashin, you're now allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to feed it to klavim. Mikanshin poda sakachim la'achilin l'klavim. Oh, so from that extra word in the pasuk, we see that there's a din that you're not allowed to be poda kachim to then feed it to the dogs. So it says Mari ikadamri, but then there's another way of darshan in the pasuk. Same pasuk, rak b'chalav asnafsh. Tizbach v'yachalta basar, tizbach v'yachalta, ein lecha bahen heter, heter achila, ela mishas zvicha ve'elach. Tizbach v'yachalta tells me that there's no heter to use Psulei HaMikdashin until the Shas Shechita. Only then you're allowed to eat it. So we see from there that there's Nisr of Giza and Nisr of Chalav. Because when would you be using the Giza and the Chalav? Before the Shechita. So if whatever heter you have for Psulei HaMikdashin is only Shas Shechita ve'elach, so Mimela, from that one phrase, I already know that there's Nisr of Giza and Nisr of Chalav. Aval podin es hakachim la'chilin l'klavim. But we have no phrase in the pasuk that tells me that you're not allowed to be podin es hakachim la'chilin l'klavim. Apparently you are allowed to, according to this understanding. If the kachim die, then and they're not roi la'chilis adam, so then you're allowed to be podin them in order to be machil l'klavim, because there is no drasha of v'yachalta v'lo l'klavecha. So depending how you darshan in the pasuk to teach me the din that there's nisr giza and nisr of chalavam psulei HaMikdashin, the nafkamin is going to be, is there a din that ain't podin es kachim lachim leklavim. So that's machlokas between these two daos. Now the whole rest of the daf is all going to be about vlados of psulei hamikdashim, the offspring of psulei hamikdashim. So the Mishnah had said vladon v'chalavan aser la'achar pidyonan. The vlados are aser even after the pidyon. So what does that mean? Even after the pidyon? Hey chidami, ilemadi i'aber v'siyal la'achar pidyonan. If you're saying that you opposed the psulei hamikdashim and then it got pregnant and had offspring, so am I. Why in the world would there be any problem with the Vlad? Vlad Tzviva Ayil Minhu. It's like a Vlad of a regular Tzviva Ayil. It's absolute chulin. Ella di Abir Lifnei Pidyonon v'Siyalu da'achar Pidyonon. Now the case must be that the animal became pregnant before the Pidyon, and the birth only happened after the Pidyon, and that's why the Vlados are Aser, but they don't have Kedusha in the sense that you're able to be makar of them, and nor that you could be pod to them, and by Karbonos B'dmehem. So they're just Aser. But the implication is that if these Vlados would have been born before the Pidyon as well, meaning if they would have been more in the camp of Kedusha, that they would have been conceived and born before the Pidyon, so the Mashmos of the Mishnah, it says, Vladon v'chalban is aser, la'achar Pidyonan, is that they don't have Kedusha, they only have an Isser because they were born after the Pidyon. But had they been born before the Pidyon, then they wouldn't just have an Isser, they would have real Kedusha as well. And we'll have to see what you do with that Kedusha. The Gemara is going to discuss, okay, now that it has Kedusha, what do I do with it? Am I allowed to bring it as a Karban? Do I do something else with it? So Minanimili, how do I know that Vlados that are born before the Pidyon have actual Kedusha? Not just an Isser, actual Kedusha. Titan Rabban, because the Braisa Darshan, Zachar l'Rabel says of Vlad. The Brisa Darshan's a pasuk that it says by Karban Shlamim in Parshas VeYikra. The pasuk says Im Zachar Im Nekeva, which is an extra pasuk because the Torah did not have to tell me that a Zachar and Nekeva are both kosher for Hakrava for Karban Shlamim, because the general assumption is that both Zachar and Nekeva are kosher unless the Torah tells me otherwise. So when it tells me carbon ola, okay, so zachar, but it doesn't tell me by carbon shlamim otherwise. So why does it have to say zachar unikeva? Zachar, the rabbi says a vlad. Zachar tells me that a vlad of a shlamim is also roi la krava on the mizbech. Unikeva, the rabbi says a tamura, that a tamura is also roi la krava on the mizbech. The Rishonim explain, based on the Gemara Maseches Temura, that we don't darshan the opposite, that Zachar is about Temura and Nekeva is about the Vlad of Kodesh, because the word Temura is a Lashon Nekeva. So it's more matim to darshan it about the Halacha of Nekeva. The word Vlad is a Lashon Zachar, so we use it to teach about a Vlad rather than a Nekeva. Okay, but however the drushas work out, there are two drushas, one of which is L'Rabbel says a Vlad, that a Vlad of a Karban Shlamim has actual Kedusha. It's Roi L'Akrav on the Mizbech. Vainly a Vlad Tamimim, Tumuras Tamimim. Okay, but from that pasuk I only know a regular Vlad Kledshim. That's not our topic. We're talking about Vlad of Psulei Hamikdashim. So Vlad de Balimumin, Utmuras Balimumin Minayin. How do I know that there's Kedusha even for a Vlad of a Balmum, for a Vlad of Psulei Hamikdashim? Kishuomer Im Zachar, the word Im, Lerabas Vlad Balimumin. Im the Keva, the Rabbis Tumuras Balimumin. That not only the Vlad of Kachim and the Tumura of Kachim, but the Vlad and the Tumura of Psulei Hamikdashim also have Kedusha. Okay, so Osan Vlados Shala Akhar Pidyanon Matehei Alehem. So let's say you have these Vlados that are born after the Pidyon, right? The ones that our Mishnah was talking about. That they were the conception, they were conceived before the Pidyon, and then they were born after the Pidyon. So what do we do with them? They're not Roi Lakrava. You can't sell them and buy carbonos with their money. So what do you do with them? So says the Gemara. First, the Gemara explains the suffix exactly, that the vlados of behemos that are balos mum, that became pregnant and were born, lifnei pidyonan, miflak pligi buhu. There's a machlokas amurayim, what to do, in Maseches Temura. The Braisa says that we learn from Im Zachar that they have Kedusha. If everything happened before the pidyon, then we know they have Kedusha, but it's a machlokas what you do with them. When we say they have Kedusha, full-fledged Kedusha. You could bring them as a korban. Others say, no, you have to just let them graze and develop a mum. You can't bring them as a korban. They're not roi la krava. Their Kedusha only comes mikoach their mother. The mother was psule hamakdashim. So mele, they have to, you have to wait till they develop a mum, and then you'll sell them and use the money to buy karbanos nedava. So de la'achar pidyon and matay alein. So our shaila is, good, that machlokas in Maseches Temura is about the animal that was conceived and born before the pidyon of the mother. Over here we're talking about an animal that was conceived before the pidyon of the mother, born after the pidyon of the mother. What do we do with that? Samar Afuna comes on the keep of a mason. Nothing. You just have to put it into a room and wait till it dies of starvation, because there's nothing you could do with it. Because what are our other options? Meaning, well, if we were to play it out, what else could we possibly do with it? Look, Ravinu, well, you want to bring it as a carbon? You can't bring them on the Mizbeach, because their Kedusha only comes of the Kedusha Duchuya, meaning it's that even before the Pidyon, the Kedusha of the mother was already Duchuya, because the mother was ready balas mum, and these vlados are even born after the pidyon, so it's another reason it's duchuya, because it's after a pidyon already. So the frikinu, what you want to be part of them, lo alimi lemitfas pidyonan, they don't even have enough kedusha to be tofes a pidyon, because they were already included in the pidyon of their mother, so they don't even have enough kedusha remaining to be tofes a pidyon, but yet they do have an iser. So what do you do with them? You got to let them die, there's nothing you can do. So amri b'marav mishmei. There's an etza. Here's what you do. Right before the pidyon, you're matfis with the kedusha of the same zevach that its mother was supposed to be, and therefore it will have enough kedusha to be roi for pidyon, because you're now going to incorporate more kedusha into the vlad, and by incorporating more kedusha into the vlad, it will now be roi for pidyon. Samach lepidyon and lemeimar debnei pidyoninu. Wait a second. When he says that you're matfis at samach lepidyon, it sounds like the pidyon is not totally in the hatfasas kedusha. Are we saying that even if it were not matfis levados bekedusha, they're roi for pidyon? We said the kedusha is too shvach and the pidyon is not going to help. Not before we're pulled to them. You're right, they're not ready for pidyon. It means before the pidyon of the mother, you're matfis for the kedusha of the same zevach. You give it the kedusha of the same zevach the mother was destined for. So time of mine. Why do we say that the vlados of Psulei Mekdashim, where the pregnancy happened before the pidyon and the birth happened after the pidyon, are aser? Why do we say that the kedushas haguf, the vlados are not yotzei l'chulin with the pidyon of the mother, just like by kedushas damim, the vlados are yotzei l'chulin with the pidyon of the mother? So Amar Rabbi Levi, gzeira shemigdal men adarim adarim. Unbelievable. Even when an animal has kedushas haguf and it's pregnant and you're pulled to it, the vlados are perfectly fine. They're chulin. They're absolutely chulin. But we're afraid to leave that as the halacha. The rabbanan had to make gzeira that the vlados are going to be aser, because then you're going to keep these animals that had kedushas haguf, these psulei mekdashin, you're going to keep them around. And the longer you keep them around, the greater the chance that you're going to do giza and avoda. And you're going to, we don't want you to keep these animals around. So we tell you, you can't raise flocks with these animals. Whatever offspring they're going to produce, you're not going to be able to do anything with anyway. Ravina made of sheshes. Ravina asked the following shayla from of sheshes. These vlados that are inside the mothers that are psulei hamikdashim, and you want to give it some kedusha before the pidyon of the mothers, does it have to be the same carbon the mother was destined to be? Can you just give it the shame of a different carbon? So amalei ain matfisan. No, it could only be the carbon that the mother was. My time. Oh, why? Amalei gamra b'sharecha b'sharecha mi'bechar. Psulei hamikdashim that we learn from a gezerah shava from bechar. Both of them, it says the lashon of sha'arecha. By bechar, the pasuk says b'sharecha tochalenu, and by psulei hamikdashim, the pasuk says rak b'chalav asnafshcha tizbach v'yachadavaz asher nasanecha b'chol sha'arecha. So we darshin ma bechar ein matfisan l'chol zevach sheyirtza. Just like by a bechar, you can't be makdash l'shem whatever carbon you want it to be. It's a bechar. It just is d'chsev. Ach bechar asher yivukar l'Hashem b'behema lo yakdish ish also. You can't be makdash a bechar for any other kedusha. It just has its automatic kedushas bechar. Afhani ein matfisan l'chol zevach sheyirtza. So to psulei hamikdashin, you can't be makdash it for any other zevach that you may be interested in being makdash it. So now the Gemara quotes a long brisa that the whole reason the long brisa has no new halachas. It's all the halachas we already know about psulei hamikdashin, except for the fact that it supports Rav Sheshes, that you can't be makdish it for anything else other than what its mother was kaddish for. Tiny kavasid rav sheshes. Kachim shekadam mum kavua lactation. If you have kachim that had a mum at the time that you were makdish it in the first place, v'niftu, and then you were poldit chayavin bebechora. So it's chayiv in bechora because it never had kedushas mizbeach ube matanos and matanos like our mishnah said bein lefnei pidyon bein laachar pidyon hagoziz volvid ben enosovik sarvain. Whether it's before or after the pidyon, if you do gizav avoda, you do not get malchus. Even though you are in violation of Nisud Rabbanan, bein lefnei pidyon bein laach pidyon and enos and tamura, they are not able to produce a tamura ulefnei pidyon moal and ben. And if you get hana from them before their pidyon, it's a violation of meila ulach pidyon and ein moal and ben. And if you get hana from them after the pidyon, it's not a violation of meila vladosei and chol. The vlados that are born after their nifta are absolute chulin. And even if they became pregnant before the pidyon, but they were born after the pidyon, uber and the kedusha of the mother already went away. V'niftin tamimim, and you could be pod to them even without a mum. Umarfisan l'chol zevach sheyirta, and you could be makdish them for whatever zevach that you want to be makdish them. Kol shaldavar harein kuchulin shaldavrei me'ein v'chabem ela mitzvas iloy bilvad. These are kuchulin l'chol devrayim. They're absolutely kuchulin. Their whole kedusha is only that you need to assess them and be pod to them. That's it. The second half of the Braisa is the part that actually has Kedusha, where we're going to show a support for Rav Sheshes that you're not allowed to be matfis for whatever Zevach you want. But Hashem will start with the second half of the Braisa tomorrow.